morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Oh, yeah, we have if you are a sensitive person and you object to the idea of America being complicit in Yemeni blood flowing in the streets, innocent people, barely anything you could call self-defense, military, whatever, anything left is in tatters. This is a really an abattoir. It's a slaughterhouse in the desert. We're going to be speaking today. We're going to hear from Kathy Kelly from Creative Nonviolence. She has been one of the few voices that has really spoken out on behalf of the Yemeni people. She has, as the old saying goes, spoken truth to power. And what's necessary now is for us to lend our voices to that cause as well. That's the brief introduction to our guest today, Kathy Kelly. First, let's take a quick look at some weather around the Cascadia region today. According to the weather thing, they say there's a slight chance of showers, but it's the temperature is 77. Is supposedly the high. I don't know. I think they either got it vastly wrong. Tonight, there's a low around 58. And for tomorrow, sunny, highs around 79 at least. And tomorrow night, again, they're claiming a chance of showers, but a low and lows around in the low 50s. That's it for our ambiguous weather. There are a few quick headlines before we speak with Kathy. A reporter was grabbed and shoved by a security guard at the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency's headquarters in Washington yesterday for the huge threatening crime of trying to attend a meeting on water contaminants. Reporters from multiple organizations were barred from attending. What a sign of the times. Is this the times and the places you want to be living in? Because if not, it's up to us to change it. The grown-ups aren't coming. We are the ones. We are complicit in everything going on right now. Trump and the whole cascade of horrific, morally reprehensible events that are taking place because we did nothing, because originally we decided that we would send a message, we'd bone our conscience. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about our individual egos, really. It's a rather like nature red in tooth and claw as far as politics is concerned these days. Nature doesn't consider human beings any more important or deserving of good news or bad news than earthworms. Likewise, political events care nothing for whether or not we send messages. The important thing is to get the job done, and now is the time to do that. Job is right in front of us. So when we hear something like that, reporters being pushed and shoved to the EPA, that there's a lot more. There's plenty more. Ryan Zinke, who we were speaking about yesterday, received $85,000 to promote oil and gas exploration. That's wonderful. That's the Secretary of the Interior. That's just great. Who stands up to him? Who's going to tell him to stop? The workers are now consigned to the dim reaches of arbitration, no longer able to sue their employers in a class action suit. Wonderful. Were we out in the streets standing up, fists in the air? Michael Cohen, the dubious fixer for Donald Trump. Now his friends are coming forward and saying, hey, we'll cooperate. At this point, we've got nothing to lose. Michael Cohen, of course, is one of those chaps that we look at. It's kind of like the criminal version of the Grand Canyon. You just have to stand there and go, oh, you know. We look into his dealings, and specifically with taxicab medallions in New York City, which are worth tremendous amounts of money. And his fixer, Cohen's fixer, is going to share his deepest, innermost thoughts about Cohen, potentially about Donald Trump. There he is in his plush bachelor suite with his clothes loosened for comfort. I'm thinking about the enormous damage after years and years of dealing with the metaphorical hitmen of transportation in New York. Wow, is he ever in the catbird seat now? That said, Donald Trump, of course, he's been outplayed by Kim Jong-un big time. Kim Jong-un has done it to Trump exactly what Trump has his usual, if you could, I hesitate to call it a strategy, and it's certainly not tactics, but Donald Trump loves to. He likes to think he's, this comes from his vast experience as a game show host on telly. He keeps people guessing till the very last minute. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Right? And now Kim Jong-un has just pulled the rug out from under Trump by keeping people guessing, because we really don't know what Kim Jong-un is about to do. Wow. If Trump thinks he's the master of that playbook, Kim Jong-un has enormously outplayed him at his own game by making it highly unlikely that Trump will actually have a meeting. This, of course, in the rosy glow of Trump's certainty that he's going to receive the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts, which is, I guess it could happen. I went to Obama, but we can only imagine Donald Trump's speech. What would that be like? I'm guessing it would be some sort of bizarre campaign rant. And it'll probably be the first time that white supremacists will be attending a ceremony in Sweden. It's rich, people. It really is. So Donald Trump has decided that in the likely event that Kim Jong-un is going to turn down his advances, as we know, Donald Trump does love to grab whenever possible. And so Kim Jong-un has just turned down the Donald's tiny hands. And Donald has decided that he's going to play it this way. He's going to announce, and he has announced, that he wants, there's other things in the agreements regarding nuclear weapons that he wants before he agrees to meet with Kim Jong-un, because this is again saving a huge effort to save face. And wow, what a face he imagines peace saving. That said, we have good news too, believe it or not. Georgia Democrats elected the first black woman to be a major party nominee for governor. The first in the United States. Stacey Abrams did it. She and her supporters put it over the top. It's so heartening. Despite the awful events around the world, particularly in Yemen, Stacey Abrams managed to pull off this stunning upset. I have to say, it wasn't that much of a surprise in that her supporters see clearly who and what they're voting for. And they want that very much, especially in a state such as Georgia, who's been so harsh on women seeking to have health care, basically, and seeking to terminate a pregnancy that might destroy their lives, really. Georgia has imposed such draconian and extreme laws governing people's free will that the very thought of Stacey Abrams as a governor is a breath of fresh air, sigh of relief, and dare I say, hope for people living in that state. And moving right along, there is a great deal more to say about the taxi medallion king in New York, who has the power to really, really unsettle Donald Trump's fixer, thus opening back channels into the ways and means Donald Trump has of manipulating his own resources and in fact strengthening his own resources at the expense of others. All of this is coming unglued, and no doubt we can expect some really stunning leaks. Wouldn't it be a good time right now to get a report on Donald Trump's real health status? Not one by Dr. Goodscript, who, as far as we know at this point in time, still resides in an office across the hall from Donald Trump, just in case Donald Trump needs a little pick-me-up before he tweets at 6 a.m. God knows I'd need one. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. And Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your